too often, regrettably, women have not been a formal part of foreign policy considerations, certainly in the context of economic policy or security or strategically in development considerations. But that is changing, finally. We've got just mountains of evidence today that tell us we really need to ensure that women are part of our foreign policy considerations and, in fact, a cornerstone of what we do.
Have you seen a change in the last 4 or 5 years in women's involvement really around the world? I know that the U.S. has really stepped up its commitment and been much more explicit about involving women in foreign policy. Has it been better?
There has been a great deal of progress. In some places, it's hugely significant in health, in education, in economic participation. In other places, there's been less progress. But we know that where that kind of progress does occur, that the general life of everybody, the economic vibrancy, prosperity of a society, opportunity grows, and those societies are stable. Peace can come and people can prosper. And I would just add, because we're talking about an area where conflict is all still too prevalent, and that is that one of the problems as we talk about foreign policy is that we often see women in these situations solely as victims. And they are victims. They have been, in many places, the target of the worst kind of abuse, often rape, huge, desperate situations. So they are tremendously negatively impacted. But the women are also the future. They are the leaders. And I have been to some very difficult places that have been wracked by conflict. And I'm always inspired by the women with whom I meet, as I was when I was with the women from South Sudan, and as I was when I did a video conference with women in Sudan. I'm always inspired because they want to move from oppression to opportunity. They want to move from the pain to progress. They want not to be seen as victims, but to be seen as the leaders and as the co-collaborators in a better life as they need to be seen. Investments in women improve the world.